your name.
Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon, evening, night, wherever my voice is being heard in the time zone that you're in, we thank and praise God for you today up in the UK and all down in Africa. Praise the Lamb of God, South Africa. Oh, my goodness. In Ghana, oh, my goodness. Bless you, bless you. California, oh, my God. All across America, we love you today, and we thank and praise God. Oh, my God, for each of you. I don't know what is going on here within this studio, but I do know this. The Lord is with us, hallelujah, and all is well in the name of Jesus. And I know this, praise the Lamb of God, that our God is God today. I want you to know, people of God, that Prophet Shakespeare loves each of you that join us daily, that chimes in daily, that come and join us on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. In these weeks and these couple of years that we have been here doing this week after week has just been just a marvelous, marvelous pleasure and a blessing to our life as we continue to teach and give people a word from the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, that we are watching unfold and manifesting every day of the week. If you are here today, praise the Lamb of God, and you're listening to my voice via the internet, and you would like to join us on in our live studio, you can do so today at area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lord. I thank God for our administrators and our intercessors who are joining, chiming in, praise the Lamb of God, here on our Testimony Tuesday about the goodness of God and what God has done for each of us. But surely our God is God. Praise the Lamb of God. He has proved it. He has given us his word. He has showed us, praise the Lamb of God. And I believe that's what he was sharing with us not too long ago right here on the show. The Lord said that he was going to do something and that if it were told us, we would not believe it. Praise the Lamb, that it would be something that he would do, that if it was told us, we wouldn't believe it. Praise the Lamb of God. I sat down the night before last, and I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking of what the Lord was doing. When I looked at the prophecy on the page that coincided with what he said, and I looked at all of the catastrophic events that happened in a three-day period across the nation, when I looked at the temperatures, the record-breaking temperatures and this, that, and another, if somebody had told me all of that was going on, oh, my goodness gracious, I promise you I would not have believed it if it was told me. I would not have believed, praise the Lamb of God, what my eyes saw. I would not have believed, praise the Lamb of God, any of the things that I had witnessed. I'm telling you, people of God, our God is an awesome God. Our God is a marvelous God. Oh, I love him. I love him. I love him today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Tiffany, I'm shouting out to you. Tiffany Wooden, praise the Lamb. God bless you. Top of the week. I'm just telling you, I am just so amazed at God and what he's doing and the way he's doing what he's doing. Praise the Lamb of God. It is just awesome to see God do what he does the way he does it. How in the world can you tell me in January what the weather is going to be in June? How in the world, praise the Lamb of God, can someone tell you, praise the Lamb of God, that God says this, that, and before they can do this, this is going to be happening, that, and lay it out to you like that, praise the Lamb of God, and in a few days, all of it takes place in a nutshell. Nobody but God can do that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Nobody but God can do that. How people, I've never seen their face, never looked them in their eye, maybe a caption of a status portrait on Facebook. Other than that, countless times we prophesied to people, shared things with them, and what has taken place? God has performed his word. How can you do that? How can you prophesy to people over the radio that you've never seen in your life, talking to them week after week, telling them what thus says the Lord, unless God is involved? No, I'm testifying, praise the Lamb of God, about the goodness of God. I'm testifying today, hallelujah, because people, I think many times we take God for granted. We take prophecy for granted. I had this conversation with Truth Christian Assembly Sunday, and I shared with the church, excuse me, I shared with the church, I said, some of you are so commonplace with me until when I prophesy to you, you don't really listen to what I'm saying. It was behind a testimony, praise the Lamb of God, of fulfilled prophecy that I had spoken to one of our members and resulting in her being just blessed and being able to be a blessing to a couple of other members in the congregation concerning housing, employment, promotion, raises, everything. I mean, just all in one nutshell. And I'm sharing with them that until the prophetic word, praise the Lamb of God, be something that you embrace as God has spoken to me and God has given me a word, praise the Lamb of God, you have tried it by the Spirit. It has been confirmed out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, yeah, shall every word be established? Oh, you can look for your confirmations and what have you. My God, my God, my God. And you stand on that word fully persuaded that he that spoke it is able to perform it. That he that promised is able to perform it. If you look at a man or a woman who's talking to you, you're going to miss God. Hallelujah. If you go by the anointing, the power, and the Spirit that's behind their words, you're going to come into a place of fulfillment of your promises. Hallelujah. Our God is able to perform that he has spoken. Well, I got some intercessors here. Praise the Lamb of God. Whoa, there's Althea. Good morning, intercessor.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
See, I'm up in Adam. You see, I'm up in here. You hear me, don't you? Praise the Lord.
Yes, God.
I am right here telling it like a T-I-T-S is. Tis, mama would say. Yes, tis. Yeah,
amen.
Praise the Lamb of God, that somebody may know that our God, praise the Lamb of God, is still on the throne. Hallelujah. His word is so powerful. His word is quick, it's alive. Hallelujah. His word, his breath, his pneuma. Ah, God, his yuck. Woo! Good God Almighty. Yes, God. Oh, my goodness. His word. So powerful. My God, my God. And I look today at the performance. God is just a performing God. God is just a performing God. Praise the Lamb of God. Athelia's here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to go to prayer here on this testimony too. Athelia, you got a testimony. Is you got a testimony for me today?
God is good. He's training me. My testimony is that he's taking me through leaps and bounds, through spiritual growth, and I can see where I came from and where I'm at and where he would like me to be. And somebody may not be able to see, but I can see it and I can feel it that he's taking me, he's growing me spiritually, so when he gets into that next level, I'll be mature enough to receive what he has for me.
So you can sing the song, I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Okay.
All right. Praise God. I see others coming in queue here. Praise the Lamb. We thank and praise God for each of you that's chiming in today. Again, you need to call in. That number is area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. And you can be a part of our live studio today. All right, praise the Lamb of God. Athelia is going to lead us to the throne of grace, those that's in need of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know if you just stretch your hands today towards the heavens, hallelujah, no matter where you are, no matter where you are, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I'm praying for Gabriella's mother today. Praise the Lord, had to go into emergency about her breathing today. Praise the Lord. I don't know how that came out of coming out, but I know a God that's there. Yeah, I know that's my ex-wife, praise the Lamb of God, but she is my baby's mother too, praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Amen.
And I don't want nothing of harm to happen to her, praise God, hallelujah, no harm whatsoever, hallelujah. So we lift her up, Cassandra Jackson, we lift her up today, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We lift up, hallelujah, all of those who are sick, shut in, hurting, praise the Lamb of God. Those who are bound, I want you to know God is able to break every yoke of bondage by his anointing. God is able to break the chain. Hallelujah. Athelia is coming now. to lead us to the throne of grace.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory unto the Father, the Lord and Savior. As we bow our head before you, Father God, and said, we repent our sins and ask for forgiveness, Father God. As you wash us clean with your blood, Father God, we thank you, Father God. We exalt you, we lift you on high. We call you King, Lord, thy God. Hallelujah. The one that holds our salvation, the one who's our redeemer and our sustainer. We call upon you, Father God, because you are the healer, Father God. You are the miracle worker, Father God. You are the signs and wonders, Father God. So we seek you, glorious Lord thy God, the merciful King Jesus. We lift up our sister in Christ, Father God, Cassandra Jackson, before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you molded this woman of God for a reason, Father God. So we ask you to pour your healing upon her, Father God. Pour your healing touch upon her now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to touch her lungs, Father God, and touch her airways, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let her be whole in you, Jesus, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Father God. Strengthen every part of her that may be weak, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus. And we lift up her daughter, Gabrielle, as well, Father God. We ask her to heal her and bless her, Father God. Touch her heart, her mind. Let her be at peace within herself, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. We call you the healer. Hallelujah. Pour your healing in every household, Father God, every hospital, every nursing home, Father God, every mental institution, Father God. Shine your light, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let those machines, Father God, be confounded, Father God, because you are the great I am. You don't need contraptions to do your work. You don't need medication to do your work, Father God. All you have to do is think a thing and it shall be, in the magnified name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. So we thank you for your healing touch, Father God. We thank you for people who were signed off to be dead, who woke up the next day, Father God. We thank you for the people that they said they were sick yesterday and they're healed today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for every joint that's moving, every heart that's beating, every mind that's clear and functioning soundly, Father God. We thank you for the airways of all our lungs, Father God. We thank you for the muscle and the sinews that run through our veins, Father God. Because you are healed, that means we are healed. You are blessed, that means we are blessed, Father God. You are whole, we are whole. You are rich, we are rich, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And as we receive your word on this day, Father God, let us take it in like a sponge in water, Father God. Saturate us with your blessing. Saturate us with your word and your wisdom, Father God. We thank every person on this phone line, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus. We ask you to open up their ears and their eyes, Father God, ready to receive the word of God, the fuel of life, Father God. We just thank you, Jesus. We said thank you, Father God. Continue covering your children that are without homes, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Continue blessing the minds of those who are locked up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that their minds are clear and sound in you. Let them read in your word, Father God. Let them hunger for you, Father God. Let peace reign in these places, Father God. In the magnified name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, we give you glory and we give you honor on this day, Father God. Because this is a day that you have made and we will rejoice in it and give you glory. Despite what we see, despite what we hear, we will call you Lord, thy God. Because it's happening and we're in it, we're equipped for it because you are our sustainer. We love you and honor you on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless you, girl. Sylvia is here with us also. Praise God. Bless you, Sylvia.
Bless you, Prophet.
Athea. Hey,
oh,
Sylvia.
My goodness. Oh, good to hear your voice, daughter. I hope all is well with you guys. I know you've been having some traumatic weather there and what have you, but I know God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more, praise the Lamb of God, than you can ask, think, or expect. Hallelujah. I know you're blood covered and blood washed today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about Sylvia's coming to our Fast City on this weekend coming. Praise God. Hallelujah. And she's coming. Praise, oh, my goodness, of this wonderful, praise the Lamb of God, revival, and also, praise God, she is going to be delivering her first message at the Truth Church. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. On Mother's Day, Oh, that's Sylvia. Woo, she ain't laughing too hard on that one. Praise God. She said, oh Lordy, Lordy. It's going to be all right, Sylvia. You're made for this.
Yes,
well, you
sir.
Made,
amen.
Yes, sir.
Once you get up, it's going to be, you just, the wind of the Holy Spirit is going to take you, going to take your sails and sail you on in. You just watch what I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. Your spirit filled. The Lord is going to do it for you. The Lord is going to do this for you. You hear? And it's going to be marvelous. It's going to be marvelous. Praise the Lamb of God. In your eyes. We're also pictures of our mothers, grandmothers, aunties, all of those women who were influential in your life as a mother role. We're bringing them and we're putting their pictures on the altar, whether they're alive or whether they've gone on to be with the Lord. We're remembering the mothers on this Sunday, and we want those of you that's coming to make sure that you bring a picture, praise the Lamb of God, a mother. You'll be able to take it back. I'm not going to steal the picture. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We want you to do that. We want to have a wonderful time in God on this Sunday. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The praise team, everybody's geared up for Mother's Day. It is Mother's Day, and we're going to be right there, praise the Lamb of God, lifting up our mothers, encouraging them in these dark days of motherhood. So much single parenting. Praise the Lamb. Mama needs her boost. Mother needs to be encouraged. Hallelujah. Mother needs a word from the Lord. Yes, she does. Praise the Lamb of God. And I believe that God has a special place in his heart for the mothers who are molding their children in a godly fashion, that God has a special place in his heart for those women. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Yes, I bet you have a picture of my mama. I bet you that. Honey Bunny going to church with me Sunday. I bet you that. That was her nickname, Honey Bunny. Honey Bunny going to church with me Sunday. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. I thank God for it. All right, Sylvia. Sylvia, you're there, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here.
Sylvia, I just want you to pray just a couple of minutes here for us. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to pray right in the same vein. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want you to pray a special prayer for the mothers right now. That just dropped in my spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on. Pray for the mothers. I see you, Erico 313, and we're coming to you. Hallelujah. We're coming to you right after this prayer. Come on, Sylvia. Come on, Sylvia. Pray for the mothers today that God will strengthen, that God will open doors, that he would make ways out of no ways, that he would give them the wisdom. Oh, my goodness. Yes, God. Come on. Hallelujah.
Yes, God, we thank you, Lord. Glory
thank
to your
you.
Name, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for
Lord
being
God.
Thank
yes.
you, Father, for being a father, oh, God, to the fatherless,
yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being a husband,
God.
Oh, Lord, to the mothers that were without a husband, God. Thank you, Lord, for being faithful, God. Thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way, God. Thank you, Lord, for your mothers, oh, God, that have stood and fought the good fight, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your mothers, oh, God, that carried us the 9 months, oh, God. Your mothers that continue to watch over us, continue to pray for us, oh, God. Continue, oh, God, to provide, oh, God. Continue to embrace and love their children, oh, God. Oh, Father, I just ask, Lord, that you would strengthen them on this day, oh, God. Whatever they stand in need of, God, provide, oh, God. Oh, God, for they have taken care of your children, oh, God, taking care of your seed, oh, God. Oh, Father, just strengthen them and love on them, God. Meet every need that they have, God. Whatever is going on in their bodies, oh, God, heal, God. Oh, God, just protect their hearts, oh, God. And those that are crying out for their children, oh, God, give them comfort, oh, God. Remind them, God, that you're still God and you're still in the saving business. You're still able to deliver, oh, God. You're still able to set free, oh God. Oh Father, we thank you right now for each mother, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the life, oh God, that you have given them, oh God. We thank you, Lord, how you have kept them throughout the years, oh God. How you have strengthened their hands, oh God, to provide, oh God. How you continue, God, to breathe into their bodies, oh God, a fresh wind of your breath, God. We thank you, Lord, for your mothers, God. Oh God, just love on them and provide, meet every need, oh God. Oh God, strengthen them, God. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for them, oh God, even now, oh God. Oh God, just be a wall of fire around, protect them and strengthen them, God. Oh
yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being our strength, God. Thank you for being their
God.
Oh God, just thank you, God. Just replenish them, oh God. Oh God, them, oh God, in their spirit, oh God. Bless your name, God. Bless your name for your mothers, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, God. Bless you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When they didn't see a way, God, you provided, oh God. When they called, oh God, you answered, God. Oh God, we just thank you right now, God. Even those that are coming up now, oh God, that the mothers, oh God, would teach the younger mothers, oh God. Oh God, that we'll be the example, oh God, before our children, oh God. Just as our parents were the example, oh God. Oh God, that we'll lead the righteous and the holy life, oh God, before them, oh God. That we'll teach them, oh Lord, how to love, oh God, how to walk in obedience, oh God. Oh God, how to trust you, oh God, when there is no other hope, oh God, but there is hope in you, Father. So, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Bless you, God.
Amen.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my. People of God today, praise the Lamb of God. All the mothers, we're praying for them today. Praise the Lamb of God. And across this week, we're going to give special attention to mothers. Praise God. Hallelujah. Many people didn't have a mother like mine. My mother was a prophetic mother. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, yeah. I had a prophetic mother. My mother. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, she knew God and knew stuff before we could even think it. My mother, boy, I'm telling you the truth. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm like second or third generation of the prophetic, praise the Lamb of God, mantle that was on her. Boy, I just wish to God somebody had really knew my mother and developed her. She had nobody working with her, nothing like that. She wasn't big in church or nothing. But that woman knew her some Jesus. I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Area code 313-932. Your mic is hot.
Oh, hello, Reverend. How you doing today? This is Gina.
Hi, Gina. How you doing?
Oh, I'm all right. I just wanted to say thank you, Jesus. I talked to my son. He's doing better. And I'm going to probably be bringing my grandson with me Monday to the revival.
Wonderful, wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. We thank God for that. You know, we got Bible class tonight, but I don't know if you can make it tonight, but we do have Bible class on Tuesday night. Gina just reunited with us on this past Sunday at the Truth Church. Oh, she came back home, people of God. Yes, she did. Praise the Lamb. And I told her, don't let nobody see your Facebook. Ain't no good on Facebook because Gina found us on Facebook. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And has come to the living water, and we thank and praise God for. Hallelujah. We going to get up in order to do what God wants her to do also. Praise the Lamb of God in this ministry call that's upon her life. For surely she is a powerhouse, praise the Lamb of God, for Jesus. And we're going to make sure that the power flows freely. I'm so happy about your son. He was low sick, but we prayed him up on out of there. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
On
hallelujah. I am so happy.
On his bed. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. Now, see, that's what Testimony Tuesday about, too. Praise the Lamb of God. Testifying about the goodness of what God has done. Praise the Lamb of God. Gina was worried about that boy last week. Oh, my goodness. Yes, God. She brought her mother to church. Son, doing?
She's doing a little better, as long as, you know, she likes to be, you know, how they get, like, I'm in control of everything. I'm like, just calm down. It's going to be all right, you know. So, but she's been doing
be
a lot better, moving around a lot better and everything.
You just watch it. You just watch it better and better. The Lord is going to bless that your mother, even in old age, praise the Lamb of God. And then I'm going to make her the mother of the church. She's going to be the mother of the church. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, I am so excited about what God is doing. He's just doing so much. He is redeveloping and rebuilding, restructuring our ministry, praise the Lamb of God, there at the Truth Church. And it's just exciting in my eyes. I'm just watching the Holy Ghost bring the folk he wants, placing them, hallelujah, returning those that were there. It's just a wonderful, like a reunion going on, and it's marvelous. Now, this Sunday, going to kick off our refreshing revival, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to continue Monday and Tuesday, of course. All of you all invited. I talked to Gail last night. I talked to Prophet Darrell. All of them are geared up, ready to hit the road and get down here, praise the Lamb of God, and come and be a part of this wonderful, wonderful gathering. I'm going to be speaking, preaching, prophesying. Sylvia going to be speaking, preaching, prophesying. Bertha going to be speaking, preaching, prophesying. Everybody, this is not a one-person show here. We're going to be doing this. Praise the Lamb. So bring the stick. Bring those that need a word. Hallelujah, yeah, from God. I'm telling you now. We coming to sweat. We're coming to do it for Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's your fault. None. It's your fault. If you don't get none of this, praise the Lamb
there.
Of God. Hallelujah.
I'm going to try to get there, but I might need a ride, so I don't know.
Okay.
And she want to go to her church. She want to go to her church. I can't stop her from going to her church. And we only got the one car now.
On Monday and Tuesday.
I'm going to pray about it.
All right. All right. Praise Amen. God. Just make sure next week that you're available. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But this is a wonderful, wonderful time in our lives, people of God, that God is visiting us, that God is doing a perfect work in and through us. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Boy, oh boy. I tell you, he is just so wonderful. The Lord is so wonderful. It's Testimony Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God. We got a line of people here. I wonder if anybody got testimony. Push one on your dial and share the good things that God has done for you. Don't be bashful. Don't be ashamed. Hallelujah. Tell it. Tell it, tell it. Praise the Lamb of God. How good God is and what God is doing in your life right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. All saints of God, I know he's moving.
Perfect. I have one.
I know he's moving. I know he's moving. Praise the Lamb of God. I know that the Lord is moving, and I know he's moving on your behalf. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe I'll testify while I have the chance. Because I may not have this chance anymore. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. We are here for you. Praise the Lord. We are right here. Praise the Lamb of God for you, you, and you. Praise God. I want to just talk to you all just a minute here. Praise the Lamb of God. The mics are open. All you have to do is push one on your dial, people of God, one on your phone pad, and you can come in queue to give your testimony. You can come in queue, praise the Lamb of God, to share how the prophetic word has performed in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. All this prophetic word you've been given, and I just don't believe that there's nobody down this line that can say that the prophetic word has been performed in my life, or it's being performed, that God is doing. Okay, maybe nobody else see the word.
Prophet, I have one.
Okay.
My daughter, the baby girl, has been working her job for 3 weeks. I praise God because she hasn't worked in a long time. And
my
she
goodness.
Just got her car Friday.
Wow.
Praise God. So the Lord is truly moving and moving on the behalf of my children. and I thank God for that. I really do.
Yeah. My goodness gracious.
Mothers, don't give up. Don't give up on your children.
No, don't do that. Don't give up on your kids. Hallelujah.
Mm-mm.
You want me to tell you, you triggered something in me, because let me tell you something. All my kids are working. All my sons are working. All of them just got, my baby boy just went and got his first apartment. Joseph just went and got him a place. I'm telling you, God is good. God is really good. And not one of them come to me and ask me for a dime. It's just awesome. Hallelujah. They all have their own cars. Matter of fact, Timothy picked me up Sunday for church and took me to church. Yes, he did.
Amen.
My baby boy. Sure did.
Yeah.
To church Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then stayed. Hallelujah. You usually go over and the church that's closer over to where his girlfriend goes, but he came and he stayed. Sat in the service back there and said, "Dad, I really enjoy service." He said, "You know what? I'm going to have to talk to her, because I got to find my way back to truth. Praise the Lamb of God." He said, "I didn't know what I was
missing." Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
I didn't know I was.
Amen.
God,
amen.
I'm telling you, God is doing something. I watched my son Joseph grow up to be a fine musician now. I mean, he's playing so well. I'm like, look at my son playing that keyboard. I mean, he's jamming. Angel is singing like an angel. And I'm just testifying, people of God, because nothing exempts the children of pastors from being drug-ridden and being out there in the streets and this, that, and another. Nobody can do that for you but God. Hallelujah. I don't care what kind of cloth you wear, what kind of office you hold. You need God to convert your children.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God and bring them into a righteous stance. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can teach, but unless the Spirit of God blow on them, oh, my goodness, and give them that transforming life. Hey, God, what a wonderful God we serve. What a testimony.
Amen.
A testimony. The baby girl is working. Baby girl got a car. I am so excited. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Hallelujah. From tears to triumph. God is awesome. God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of
Amen.
God. Oh, my
Amen.
Goodness gracious. Well, we praise God for you, Sylvia. Praise God. The Lord is looking your way. It's evident. He's on your block. Praise the Lamb of God. And he's doing a lot. And some of you, I promise you, oh, it's just oozing out of my lips. In the next 30 days, you're going to see God do so much for you. Hallelujah. Yeah, Jesus. Did you hear what I said? In the next 30 days. Y'all don't want to hear the prophet today.
Jesus.
In the next 30 days, God.
Amen.
Woo! My God. Hallelujah. Next 30 days. Look for God.
Amen.
Look for him. He on the way. Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God. He is an awesome God, isn't he? Yes, he is. You better know he's awesome. And he's awesome in all his ways. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you this, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, if God don't show up, I'm going to sit down. Praise the Lamb of God. Because I'm telling you this right now, praise the Lamb of God. It's your season and time to be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is it's no fake. God has declared this from the heavens. Praise the Lamb of God, a God who cannot lie. That's something God can do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then you go and run with it, Imagineese. If you receive it like that, run with it, girl. Praise the
Amen.
Lamb of God. Don't trip, Maggie. I know you got that cane or something. Don't you fall no more. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. People of God, I have never, in the years that I have been ministering, have never heard God talk about how he's about to bless his people the way he's doing right now. I am very serious. Praise the Lamb of God. I have never heard God speak the way he's speaking now concerning how he's moving on one side, praise the Lamb of God, and one hand is a hand of destruction, and the other hand is a hand of blessing. I've never seen him do like this before. It's just marvelous in my eyes, praise the Lamb of God. But I want you to know, praise God, your walk with God, hallelujah, has to be a sincere walk. Your walk with God, hallelujah. Woo, I feel God here. Thank you, Jesus. Has to be a word walk. Your walk with God, hallelujah. Has to be a worshiping, hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Woo, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be a wonderful walk. Praise the Lamb of God. The way blessings is about to come into your hands. Hallelujah. Some of you are not going to believe the way God has blessed you. Some of you are not going to believe you. You're not going to be able to wrap your mind around what God really has done for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's blessing season. It's refreshing time. Restoration time. It's restoring time. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo, the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
So many of us miss God because we can't maintain God. We can't maintain our covenant relationship. We can't maintain the car. All you got to do is just stay with God. Just stay with him. Keep walking with him. Keep talking to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Keep living by that word. Keep doing what God said do. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you again. I'm going to tell you again, people of God. This is not the season for you to play games with God, with your tithes and offerings. Hello, light bulb. He can't change his word. When it goes out of his mouth, it must accomplish that it is set out to do. And it's not going to return to him void. It's going to do it. It's going to perform it. Now, you done heard a lot of talk about the Bible, but I'm going to tell you this. It's God's breath. It's his word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what God has said and commanded us to do in faith, in belief, in trust, in support, a ministry, He ain't going to reverse it. He's not going to alter it. He's not going to change it. It's etched in stone. There's no special arrangement.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
A lot of people think they can do a special arrangement with God. You have tricked yourself. You don't do no special arrangement. Praise the Lamb of God. Imagineese, is this you?
It is I, Prophet. Good afternoon. Hello, everybody.
You doing good, God?
I have a testimony. I just want to say, Prophet, you know, but the listeners might not know. Day before yesterday, I had a tendonitis flare-up and my Achilles tendon on my heel. And it got really bad Sunday night. And when I woke up Monday, I could not even walk. I could not put any pressure on my foot. I could not walk. I ended up going to the emergency room. They had given me a shot for the pain, and they had given me some crutches. It didn't really stop the pain, but it helped me come back and get some sleep. So I got some sleep, and I said, you know what, I'm going to go to work. I got up. I went to work. I suffered so much at work. But before I went to work, I got some oil that I had, and I rubbed my foot down, and I just prayed and asked God to heal my foot because I was in so much pain. And I reached out to the intercessors and you guys, and I asked y'all to pray for me. And I suffered so bad yesterday while I was at work, even all the way to the time that I made it home. And when I went to bed, I was feeling a lot of pain. Well, when I got up this morning, I got up walking, and it dawned on me, like, wait a minute. What? My foot is, like, not even hurting no more. I mean, God healed my foot overnight. Now, I know the last time that this happened, the first time that this happened, it happened, like, 2 years ago, and I was on crutches for about 2 weeks.
Lord Jesus.
Ooh. And I was looking it up on the Internet, and they were saying that healing for something like that could really take up to, like, 8 weeks. And I was just like, Lord, you know, I was like, Lord, you know, I can't go on like that. That's too long. And I just sincerely prayed, and I was like, Lord, I need you to take this away. And I woke up this morning. I do not have – my foot feels like I never was in pain.
I believe it.
I'm in awe of God, and I just say thank you to everybody who prayed. I thank God for taking that pain away because it was so bad. It was like a burning. It's just a pain that you can't even really describe. And it came from nowhere.
God,
and
my
this
God.
Morning I'm walking around like it never even happened.
Lord have mercy. Signs, wonders, and miracles. People of God, I tell you, if it was told you, you wouldn't believe it. If it was told you, you wouldn't believe it. That's what God said he was going to do for us. If somebody told you this, you wouldn't believe it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She was all in the back office talking about that pain, how she was hurting. She was telling us in the back office on Facebook how much pain she was in and all this was praying for. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you the truth, people of God. God can do it. God can do it. If you keep yourself in a place, praise the Lord. Now, some of you don't know, this same Magdalenesis testifying today, talking about going to work and stuff, lost everything but her brains and was losing it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lost mama, dad, everybody, and everything just collapsed. But prayer. Hallelujah. And faith in God. And restoration has come. Praise the Lamb. And God is showing himself mighty to this girl. Maggie Janice is a new person from when I met her. She's a different
yes.
Maggie Janice. God has did an awesome work in her life. Hallelujah. I'm testifying for her because I know. Hallelujah. I know. Right from when, from yonder to here, I know from when she came. People of God, you better know. Hallelujah. And keeping your relationship with God, keeping your covenant part with God, walking in the way that God will have you to walk, people of God, I promise you, the Lord will bless you. Woo! The Lord will bless you in a way that's going to blow your mind, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you can just maintain. 1 John 4:13 said, we dwell in him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And Christ dwells in us. And that's something you want to maintain, people of God. Don't be a in and out person. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't be an in-and-out person. One day you with the Lord, the next day you're not. One day you're on God's side, the next day you're not on God's side. Just playing these head games with yourself because you definitely really not playing these things with God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh. Woo, boy. Ah.
And you know what?
My God, my God. My God. Let me tell you what. Somebody just sent me a message. Guess what they said? They said, I woke up this morning. Now, this is a woman in Tennessee who I haven't seen, touched, or talked to in maybe 2 years. I pray this message found you well-rested in God's peace. I woke up this morning praying for your health, specifically for your lungs.
Come on.
And I
pray, to
all of my intercessors saying, God wants us to pray for a prophet in Detroit named Shakespeare. Something about his lungs. Y'all don't know what God is doing. Hallelujah. God have people on the other side of praying for you. And you don't even know it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lamb of God. On the other side of the country, praying for you, and you don't even know it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But while you sleep, and that God is talking to other people about you, putting you in people's hearts and spirit, and you don't even know it. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God. Shala says she woke up to a blessing this morning.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something. This thing is real. Not a line going longer and longer. Testimonies come. Uh-oh. We're in trouble, y'all. Prophet Darryl here now. Uh-oh. Prophet Darryl. Uh-oh. You're breaking up already, Prophet Darryl. Get that mic together.
What's going on today, Apostle?
Man, we are on 10 up in here, man. Boy, these children test
my goodness.
Of the goodness of God. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
About what good thing God is doing.
Woo! I know that's right.
My God. He's a wonderful Savior. He's a wonderful, wonderful working God. Y'all better know he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a wonderful working God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. It's Testimony Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm trying to keep the prophetic people, hallelujah, from being like the other people. Now, you know the other people.
Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah. My Denise and us, we know the other people. They come to church and they listen to the word and they shout. Then they go out and do the same thing they've been doing. I'm trying to get the prophetic cultured people to understand that we are temples. He dwell in us. Hallelujah. And we dwell in him. His spirit is upon us. Let me tell you something. People of God, I don't know, and I ain't trying to scare nobody or nothing, but did you see, Prophet Darryl, like 12 cars went down in a sinkhole all at the same time? A whole block. Did anybody see that?
I saw it.
All of them went in, just dropped down in the ground.
Yeah.
The whole car, all of them, cars and trucks lined up parked, just went down in the ground.
And then it was almost like, when those cars went down, it was something else behind it that went down too, some other type of structure.
That went down too.
Was something else. So when those cars, when they went down, they took something else down with it that was very heavy.
Heard people hollering and carrying on all in the background across the street looking. The witnesses just looking, and somebody had videoed it. Let me tell you something, people. Let me tell you something, Chris. Your prophetic antennas must be up.
Mm-hmm.
Your prophetic antennas, the train track went down. That's what it was. Janelle just sent in a text saying, the train tracks went down.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
It was in Baltimore. That's where it was at. You're right, daughter. It was in Baltimore. Praise the Lamb of God.
For covering.
Let me tell you something. You want your prophetic receptivity to be strong. Hallelujah. You want to be walking in the word and walking in his will right now, people of God. Because God will tell you, don't go over there. Don't step on that block. Don't park on that block. Better listen to me. You'll be driving, you get ready to park, and your Lord will say, park on the other side of the street.
I promise you, that's everything to me.
And come back, and it ain't no other side of the street.
Okay.
That's true.
I'm trying to tell you, right in this season, people of God, okay, y'all better listen to the prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. He's sitting in the airport, and the Lord said, don't board that plane. Your antennas better be up. You be sitting in the restaurant. The Lord say, don't eat that food.
Exactly.
You better be listening to God in this season.
Got to be obedient. Got to.
Be ready to go out, and the Lord say, stay in. Hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
Be obey God, just jumping up, running. Okay, I'm going. Okay. Hey, just gullible. And be running with the devil, and they even checked out the person you running with. Now I'm going to finna bust that vest open, and if you don't like me, too bad. But the Bible says, what fellowship does darkness have with light? Why are you running with ungodly people?
Okay.
Jesus.
Why are you hanging out with ungodly people? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's it. Now, okay. I got quiet on the set.
Woo! Amen. You're right.
Woo!
Saints and sinners have but one fellowship, and that is to convert each other. One is trying
that
to convert you to darkness. You're supposed to be trying to convert them to light. That's your only fellowship with them. Hallelujah. The Bible says that you have no fellowship with them. Y'all mighty quiet on the set. I'm talking to the right group. See, I'm getting you ready because let me tell you something, people of God. Hallelujah. You better listen to me now. You can get in a whole lot of trouble being with the wrong person at the right time. Hello, light bulbs.
You okay?
Now, I know why they connected to you, because they see the light, but why you connected to them? Is the light so bright in your eyes you can't see darkness?
Okay.
You know what? I think sometimes we see the darkness, and it's just that we may be so common with that particular person that we just don't even want to believe what we're saying. And I know that that's been my issue personally. I just want to share something that happened with me with a very close friend of mine. I had fell asleep on her couch one day, and I was just visiting, dozed off. And when I tell you, the Holy Ghost woke me up like a jolt. And I woke me up speaking in tongues. It had never happened to me before. And I turned around and I looked, and I could just see the dark spirit in my friend. And about 5 minutes later, her little two-year-old son came running in the room, and he had a broom in his hand. And I heard the Lord say, don't let him touch you with that broom.
Lord Jesus.
And I was just like, oh my God, it was just like so strange. And then like, immediately after that, the Lord began to reveal to me what it was actually that I saw. It wasn't necessarily her, but it's something in her. It's a spirit that works through her bloodline.
My God in heaven.
And it comes from her mother. And he revealed all that to me at a time when this girl was doing my hair. And the Lord said, you got to stop letting her do your hair. Stop letting her do your hair.
You
and I've been doing this for over 2 years.
You better watch you doing your head, girl.
Okay.
You better watch out.
And And it's like, and recently the Lord has revisited that situation, and now it's just like, okay, now you can't have any contact. Not like that, not any intimate contact, like as far as, you know, her touching my hair and eating her food and all that kind of stuff like that, and being real up and close and personal like that. And it's just, you know, and sometimes I know that for me, when I got that revelation, it was like, well, no, you know, maybe I'm not really seeing what I'm seeing, but the Lord has revisited that situation very recently and says, oh, you seeing what you seeing, now believe it.
Now believe it. My goodness gracious. You know, that is so much, if you really get sensitive, praise the Lamb of God, to the Holy Spirit, and to God in your prayer and your praise, your worship, your intimate time with God, you will be so sensitive, people. And I don't know, I guess my longevity is really just works with me. But I'm telling you, you will be a... It's like clear water and foggy water. I mean, my God, hallelujah. I mean, it don't take you long to discern what is not right, what is not, what's unclean, and who is not on the Lord's side. And sometimes we connect to people, and they're connected to all types of demonic activity and witches, covens and all of that kind of stuff that they have down through their ancestry and all of that kind of stuff. And some of them have participated in, but they're not going to tell you. They're not going to tell you that. Yeah, they're not going to tell you that they participated in stuff like that. And we have friends that go to the tarot card readers and all of this kind of stuff and dibbling and dabbling in what I call strange fires. All that kind of stuff, and that ain't God. That's divination. That's not God.
Yeah,
that's divination, and you have to be very, very careful. You have to be very, very careful. Somebody tell you, yeah, he can tell you things. The devil in hell can tell you things. My God, but is he a prophet of God? Is she a prophetess of God? Who you work for? Who employed you? By what authority is you doing this?
Okay.
Hello, light bulbs. And we just got to get a grip. We just got to get a grip on this thing. Praise the Lamb. Stop laying our heads in everybody's lap. That's how Samson lost his power. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. He went to the wrong barbershop, praise the Lamb of God. And that woman, his hair off his head, all she wanted to know was, where does your power lie? What is your source of power? And when she found that out, she gave him a haircut.
Wow.
Truly she did. It's right there in your book.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your Bible. Now, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Because Maganese has opened a big old barrel here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Nothing is going to keep you but your relationship with God. See, let me tell you something. When you become a warring worshiper, when you become a warring intercessor, When you have connected with God and you're walking with, you become precious to God. Hello, light bulbs. He delights in you. So he's not going to let you fall easy. It's not going to be a easy slip away. He ain't going to just let Satan take you. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
But if you faking this thing, and you just coming on the radio, getting your word, and running around just ballyhooping and doing what you want to do, you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be in trouble when the deal drops. Praise the Lamb of God. We are incorruptible seed. Praise the Lamb of God. The seed of Christ in us is incorruptible seed. Hallelujah. Praise him. Oh, I think I said something right there. My God, my God. It went all the way down through me. Oh, yes, God. We're incorruptible seed. We are a people that God has elected, snatched out the fire, has made brand new. Hallelujah. Has regenerated us. Praise the Lamb of God by the Holy Ghost. Has washed our minds with his word. Praise the Lamb of God, and made us clean and acceptable in the holies. Oh, my goodness. People of God, you better know who you are in God in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. You better know who you are in this season, because I'm telling you, favor going to be oozing on out of you like crazy. Praise the Lamb of God. But some people can't handle favor, though. I found that out, too. They can't handle favor. They get too cocky and too arrogant with favor. You don't get it. Favor humbles you. Hello, I think I said something right there. Favor humbles you. Favor brings you into a place of humility, of submission to God. Hallelujah. When God is favoring you, that's time for you to walk humble. Praise the Lamb of God. Because if he's favoring you, you better know you got some enemies. And you got some strong ones out there. Wait a minute. We got some more callers. Wait a minute. Who is this here? Error code 313-334. Your mic is hot. Who's calling?
Hello, everyone. Hello, Prophet. How are you? How's everyone? I'm just enjoying this word.
That's Dr. J.
No, you always get me mixed up with Dr. J. This is Cynthia. Prophet,
thank you. This is Cynthia.
You sound like her.
I know, I know. Every time you hit on, you think it's Dr. J. But yeah, I want to...
That's my Shala. Now, Shala got a special spot in my heart now. Y'all know that. Dr. J.
I understand. I do understand.
Well, join the show, girl.
I am enjoying this show. You know, when I queued in, I was like, didn't you start? Ooh, I was like, oh, I need to hear that. I need to hear that. I need to hear that. I want to say that you prayed over me and you said, it was about a week and a half ago, and you said, you have a miracle coming and I want to release this miracle. And I said, well, saying to myself, I don't know what it is, but it would be nice if it was financial. But but I want to tell you that last week I was laying, I woke up and went to the restroom, and it was about 4 a.m. And my TV was still on, and I was on a Christian program. Lady was on there, and she was speaking. She wrote a book about healing, and she was being interviewed. And she started talking about laying your hands on yourself and speaking health and rejuvenation and healing over yourself. And I started doing that. And I started praying over arthritis, and I started praying over the bronchitis and the blood pressure and a few other things. And then as I continued on, her prayer, she started going into prayer, so I just connected my prayer right into what she was praying on TV. And I'm going to tell you that, you know, it was very interesting, because the next day I got up and I started feeling better, and I wasn't having aches and pains in my shoulder and in my knees, and I'm like, oh my goodness. And I started realizing that I wasn't using my inhaler, and I was like, I was going upstairs.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh my goodness. I said, something is different. And so I said, oh my goodness. And I just started thanking God, and it has been going on for the last week, and I'm seeing something, and God has been speaking to me, just waking me up and just, okay, I want you to do this, and I want you to do that. It's just been marvelous, and I just thank God for just thinking enough for me to just speak to my heart. I'm just so thankful for that. That's just so precious of him to do that. I don't want to cry here, but I feel like crying. I'm just going to tell you.
This is all but right up in here. You in the right place to cry.
But
you in the right place to cry. My God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. God is moving, people of God. I told the church Sunday, every Sunday I've been coming to the church without the church knowing, I had an air tank in the car, oxygen tank, sucking on oxygen, with the oxygen thing in my nose all the way to the church. Then I would come in the church and just ease around and what have you, go and do what I had to do. As soon as I got in the car and we got off the premises, give me the oxygen, go back home, get on the oxygen machine. I ain't on no oxygen right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The same thing. I testified and told them Sunday. What the doctor said was going to go one way went the other way. Praise the Lamb. And the Lord told me, I'm healing you, but it's a process. Praise the Lamb of God. But you're going to get better and better and better, and you're going to run with the horses again, he told me. He said, you're going to swim in deep waters again. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, this is no joke. Hallelujah. And just like you saying, sis, I have forgotten to use my medication because I was feeling so good. The inhaler, the Advair and all that. I have forgotten to use it because I have been feeling so good. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it's only because of the prayers of the righteous. It's only because I speak life and not death to me. Hallelujah. It's only because Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. And it's only because Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. Talk to us some more. Tell me something else, girl.
I'm sorry. I put myself on mute. You know what? I'm so thankful. It's the same thing. I was on Quovar, and it's twice a day. And I haven't used it. I haven't used it in the last week. And it's just so amazing. I feel newness. I feel healing, restoration, release. I'm just so thankful. I'm just so, so thankful. God has given me a second chance at life. I was very athletic, played a lot of sports, volleyball, tennis, and haven't do that. And I said, Lord, I want to get back to playing some tennis or playing some volleyball or walking or riding my bike. And I said, Lord, please just let me have another chance at life. And I was listening to 60 Minutes, and it talked about they were interviewing these 90-year-old people and what's the difference between them and other people who have come down with Alzheimer's and dementia and what's been so different in their life. And so, you know, God just started revealing exercise every day, getting up, movement, you know, in the commercial, a body in motion stays in motion. And so when you have arthritis or hurting or injured and you have bronchitis, it's hard to get up and move, but God is just showing me that I'm going to have another chance at life because he has some things for me to do, and I'm just so excited about that. I'm just so excited.
I felt that in my belly. God has given me a new lease on life. Did y'all hear that? Another chance. Hallelujah, to give him praise. And I'm not going to miss this go round. Woo! What good is my, I told the Lord, I said, what good is my soul in the grave? What good is my body in the dust? Will the dust praise you? I want to praise you. I want to prophesy. I want to preach. I want to share your glory. I want to lay hands on the sick. I want to do your will in the earth, God. Oh, if you heal this body. My God. I told you he was a covenant God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so excited about it. Sister, now can you make your way to the church, though, Monday and Tuesday night for revival? We want to lay hands on you afresh.
I'm coming.
I'm telling you, the mantle is going to be there. The mantle is going to be, I'm pulling it out in the name of Yeshua. The mantle going to be there. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all better listen to the prophet. Hallelujah. We're going to have a time. Prophet Daryl Saunders is coming to town. Hallelujah. Prophetess Gail Johnson coming to town. Sylvia is going to be in town, y'all. Ophelia coming down. Woo! I tell you, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be wonderful. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I wish I had some more of the PSM in the house. Woo! I'm going to have to hoodwink some people to come, I think. Lisa and all of them. Good God Almighty. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to have a time at the Truth Church right there in Dearborn. Praise the Lamb of God on Ford Road. Come one. Come and get it. Come and get it. Come and get it. It's going to be awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to have a time. I'm telling you. Praise the Lamb of God. I feel it in the river of the Spirit and it's flowing. Hallelujah. Did y'all hear this girl's testimony? We released the miracles last week. I feel a miracle in my belly. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Every time it happens, God releases miracles. Every time it come back a testimony. Not one time, every time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Because I believe God. I believe that he's able to perform that he promised that he would do. Praise the Lamb of God, and he's doing it. Wait a minute, we got some more people here. Let me see who this is here. Error code 864.
Oh, Pastor, it was just me. I had dropped the call, and I was just calling back in.
All right. Praise the Lamb. Error code 331.
Hey, Prophet.
Is this granddaughter?
This is granddaughter.
Where are you?
I'm at home. I'm at home.
You need some rest.
I'm on bed rest for the next 2 days.
Well, what you get off the line then and go to sleep?
I didn't sleep. I got to stay on my job too, though, Prophet. Just because you
well,
got there,
that's all
rest.
Right. We know we're on the job, but we need you to be around us. See, you can't be disobedient on one side and obedient on the other side. It has to have balance. Now, you went on a long trip, along them long hours in that car, and y'all did a turnaround. Yeah. And me,
yeah.
Knowing you, you didn't sleep that much in that car.
No, sir.
You need rest, honey. You need some rest. Now, y'all heard the prophet tell her to rest, didn't you? Now, there is another rest. If you don't rest, there's another rest. All right. You want to come to Detroit this weekend, right?
I'm coming.
You better get your rest. You better rest.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Because I have them chain you down to a bed and give you some drugs while you're here and let you sleep your whole duration. So you better act right. You come to my city now. I know the police and everybody. Now watch me. Hallelujah. I have you. I have you on lockdown. We got some drugs here to put you to sleep. When you wake up, you'll think it's the same day. Yeah, it'll be a week in the past. You better watch out. You in the D. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to pray for you, dog. Just hold on. We're going to pray for you. Let me see what this is right here. Testimony Tuesday here, 646-569-8118. Call in today, 646-564-9818. You can call in and be a part of our live studio today. Testimonies are going forth. This has been one of the best testimony shows. I'm telling you, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, miracles, signs, and wonders is happening to the people of God. God promised it. God promised it, and he's doing it. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 973, your mic is hot.
Hi, Prophet. This is Elaine. How are you today?
Elaine, we are blessed, excited, happy, and joyous in the Holy Ghost. Now,
excellent.
How you doing?
I'm doing real well. I was just calling in just to testify how God works, how he the Holy Spirit just teaches us, you know, as we go along every day. But I wanted to, on what you were speaking of earlier in the conversation, talking about people laying their hands on your head and, you know, fellowship with darkness. And
oh,
the Yeah, the Holy Spirit, what he had been teaching me today, that was part of my lesson today, was 2 Kings 17 and 18, and he was showing me where the people, Israel had the fear of the Lord, but they also served their own gods. And so I kept on reading deeper, and I was, you know, asking him, how can you have the fear of the Lord but still serve other gods? And so, you know, it was a long, you know, training that he had, teaching that he had brought me through this morning. But they feared the Lord, but they served the other gods with the divination, the witchcraft, and all that. So, so what you were saying earlier, this is just the scriptures just to confirm, you know, what you were speaking earlier, that someone could appear, you know, to be serving God. They can be serving God, worshiping and all that, but they still got their hands into the evil, into the darkness.
Evil, into darkness, that's right.
Yes.
It's just like all of us is saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, and then we get an invitation to come to a strip club for a party, and we up in there enjoying the fruits of unrighteousness. Hello, somebody, ding dong. Ding, 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 ding. Darkness and light have no fellowship.
Mm-mm.
And you need to learn when to cut the line on dark. Isn't it a shame that now every baby shower and all of this got to be on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to know when you're being duped. A baby shower can be on Monday. It's a baby shower.
On Saturday.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with Monday after work?
Exactly.
What's wrong with 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock on Monday night? Nothing. Everybody want to put junk on Sunday. I'm not coming. Hello, light bulbs.
Yep.
You got to stand for God, because Satan will dupe you right out of your covenant relationship. No way you supposed to be on Sunday. And here come every invitation. Why is graduations on Sunday?
It is.
Why are graduations on Sunday?
They are. Wow.
And right in the middle of the day. So you won't, I can't go to church because I got to get ready to go to this graduation. I got to drive to it. I got to get a seat. And all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In the same auditorium sitting there, people of God, let me tell you something. You better be careful. You better be careful. Praise the Lamb of God. Because, you know, you say God know your heart, and you know I say this all the time. He sure do. He know that your heart putting him last and putting other things first. Hello, light bulbs. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
The truth.
Yeah. Got to be careful at how things come up. Why couldn't they do this another day? Why you got to interrupt the flow of God? The flow of God. The things that happen on the Lord's day, praise the Lamb of God, boy, I tell you, y'all know I give nothing for a spineless, spaghetti back, weak-kneed, box ankle, slew-footed Christian. That they mean nothing to me. You don't stand for nothing. You're a groupie, really. What you is? That's really what you are. Groupie.
Mm-hmm.
You're a groupie at church. You're a groupie everywhere. You're just a groupie. And you need to take a stand, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's a powerful scripture. They feared the Lord and served other gods all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's some kind of fear. that's kind of reverencing.
Yeah.
How you
going
to reverence God? What they're saying is, let me tell you, you want me to break it down for you, baby? So I want you to get a clear understanding. What it's saying is, we paid our tithes, we paid our offerings, we did our sacrifices and our obligations to God. But we also are over here participating in wickedness. But God shouldn't say nothing about that because we took care of you already. That's like a man coming home and 5 nights a week he at home sleeping with his wife and everything. Then on the weekend, you don't see him till Sunday night. He's been with his other woman. And he come on and said, what you worry about, I take care of you. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Amen,
Father. Is your bill paid? Is your car no paid? Is food on the table? What you worried about? Hello, light bulb.
So true. So true.
He take care of you so he can do what he want to do.
And that's what we
do to
God.
That's the way we treat God.
Yeah.
That's the way we treat God. And you think God don't see it. And you think God don't see it. It's crazy. Praise the Lamb of God. But if you're going to walk this walk, you have to decide, as for me and my house, hello, light bulbs, we going to serve the Lord.
That's right. Who's on the Lord's side?
I was riding with my son, Timothy, Sunday. Came and picked me up for church. I'm riding with him. I said, okay, Tim, you coming to get Daddy? I'm going to go to church with you today. And I'm riding with him. And the Holy Spirit say, talk to him about his priestly anointing, the priestly anointing that's on your family. And I talked to him just as calm and peaceful. And I said, you know, God's going to call you in soon, so I'm just letting you know. And if you would be wise to respond properly. He said, I know, Dad. I don't know if I'm ready. I said, what you don't know is if you're ready to stop playing both sides of the fence. I said, but you're only playing with yourself. I said, because everything you have now could be magnified 1,000 times. You got this truck now. It could have been brand new. You got an apartment, you could be in a home. You got a home, you could be in a mansion. Get your life together with God so there'll be no excuse for your blessings not manifesting the way God wants them to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God, people. I'm giving you all some stuff that you ain't going to never hear from a pulpit. You don't never hear this stuff from a pulpit. You ain't going to never hear it in Bible class. Hallelujah. They not going to tell you this stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. To be free and free indeed. I want you to be able to reap the harvest of God. And this does not omit bad times. This does not omit trials and tribulations. Another point of emphasis, praise the Lamb of God. Imagine these, you still with me? Yeah, I see the line. I see the line. The open. I just want to say this, but I really want Imaginees to grab this too, that I've been teaching here is the fact that we were bought with the price of Jesus' blood. Y'all listen to me good now. Ding, dong, ding. I'm ringing the bell. We were bought with the price of Jesus' blood. Okay. Now, where I come from, whatever I buy belongs to me. That's what the way I was raised and understanding in America, that if I go to the store and buy a pair of shoes, those shoes belong to me. They mine. That mean I can wear them where I want to wear them. If I want to wear them to church, I can. I can wear them out in the mud. I can go play basketball in them, even if they're not gym shoes, because they mine. I own them. And I know all of you are saying, that's right, that's right. Amen. Okay, I hear you. Praise the Lamb. You buy a Louis Vuitton bag if you want to take it to the club or to the church or to a rodeo or to a restaurant. It's your bag. You bought it. It's yours, right? God purchased you. God purchased you. You better read Paul's writing. So therefore, you belong to him. Now, this the part that you're missing. If he wants to use you in a way that appears to people that you're not being blessed, then that's the way God wants to use you in through a season.
Mm-hmm.
If he chooses to allow you to walk and last for a while to prove his glory and his power, that's the way he want to use you. And it's not his fault that you don't know what he's doing with your life. And so you playing this tug of war and this crying game and everything because you refuse to go in and say, Lord, am I in your will? Not, Lord, what you doing, because that ain't your business. All you want to know if I'm in your will. See, that's where they could not get Job to curse God, because Job knew that he was walking according to the righteous standards of God. He said, "Nah, Eliphaz, Bildad, Zoar, all you guys, y'all go jump in the lake. I know what I've been doing. I ain't messed up like that. I haven't done no abominable things. And why this is happening to me, I don't know. But I know my Redeemer lives. Hello, light bulbs. I know my relationship is, he is my Redeemer. And he shall redeem me. Hallelujah. And we all must come to that place, brothers and sisters, to recognize, praise the Lamb of God, that at some point in time in your Christian journey, God is going to use you in a way that's going to be uncomfortable. And many times when he's doing that, he's doing a multifaceted work. He's working on you as well as somebody else. Hallelujah. All at the same time. He's urging you. He's refining you. He's reconditioning you. He's building you up. He's strengthening you. He's giving you a testimony, and he's giving you a stronger foundation of faith. Hallelujah. And at the same time, he's showing somebody else what clay looked like when it's in his hands.
He's
reshaping. He's getting the maw out of you. He's pulling the defects out. Yeah, he's reorganizing, reshaping you to be a vessel of honor. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's going to take time to shape, mold, put you in the furnace, paint you over again, refine you and refinish you. Hallelujah. But you must submit to it. And the only way you're going to do that is know that you're in the will of God. I'm talking to prophetic people. Praise the Lamb of God. Because our lives sometimes is unstable as a boat on water. And you belong to God. You don't never drop anchor and say, I'm staying right here till I die. No. God can blow that whole dock out from under you. Come on, talk to me.
Yeah.
And make your boat drift out into the ocean while you sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, you're on another island. So don't never get comfortable in your setting with God. Hallelujah. Because God is a moving God. He is a progressive God. And he's always doing something. Praise the Lamb of God. And he's changing you. As Bishop Morton's book says, he's changing you forward. Praise the Lamb of God. He's changing you forward. Now, you can hold on to your past, praise the Lamb of God, and you'll change backwards. But God is changing you forward. He's making you better than you've ever been. Hallelujah. He's trying to make you stronger than you've ever been. Praise the Lamb of God. My goodness gracious. Lord, have mercy. I should have been in a cathedral today talking to the masses. I tell you the truth. It's the believers that have not understood the relationship of son or child of God, son, servant, slave. Those three Paul deals with. You're a child of God, yes. You're the servant of the Lord, yes. But I'm also his bond slave. And you can do anything with me you want to, Lord. Hallelujah. If I don't have a house, it's all right. Because I know I'm going to lay my head somewhere.
Amen.
If I don't have this sufficiency, I know you'll bring ravens to feed me. You have to understand what walking with God is. Praise. It ain't having the best, praise the Lamb of God, at your disposal all the time. It's knowing that the best has you. You said something that time. Yeah. It's knowing that you're in the best hands. It's knowing that God has you and he has engraved you in the palm of his hand. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I've engraved you in the palms of my hands, says the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. And God tells you this. He says, can a mother forget her suckling child? He says, she may, but I shall not forget you. My God in heaven. See, that's my stability. That's my soundness. That's my confidence. Hallelujah. People of God, the Lord will make a way somehow. That's my confidence. The Lord will open a door for me. Hallelujah. That's my confidence. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If I live right, my God, if I do what the Lord has commanded and what the Lord has ordered, do you know the Lord can put you in a precarious? When your life lines up with God, don't you know that God can do? And you know, we study it and we read it and we never pay attention enough to say, why can't I be flexible enough in God for God to use me in an out-of-the-box situation and circumstance for his glory? Why can't he use me in a Hosea type of situation that he can tell me to marry a woman of ill repute, a prostitute? Why can't God go tell you to marry a pimp? You want a husband? Go marry Don Juan. Go marry a pimp. A man who has corralled whores and has made women sell their bodies in the street. Go join yourself to him, man. I want to do a work through you for him. Who are we that we can't be flexible for God's usage? We want to design our own future. We want to be the blueprint writer. We want to draw it all up and then give it to God and say, do this for me. This is the way I want it. It don't work like that. You were bought with a price, prophetic person. Your giftings and everything you are, God has done that while you were in your mother's womb. You came forth for his purpose. Hallelujah. Listen to him, Jeremiah. Jeremiah, I got you like this. I've qualified you. I've sanctified you. I'm going to glorify you because I need you to do some uprooting, some construction work. I need you to do some tearing down. I need you to do some planning. I need you to do some building. I need you to be out of a box kind of prophet. I need you prophesying to a rebellious nation that's not going to repent. I need you. not to be like the rest of the prophets around here. I need a unique person. I've chosen you. Why? Why you don't want to be flexible in God's hand? Why can't God use you to say, now cut a hole in the wall and go through the wall and walk down the street naked for 40 days? Why can't God use you as his bond slave, servant, child in the way that he desires to without you throwing up your hands, fussing, cuffing, rolling, and acting like he's doing you wrong when you said, use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself away. You lied. You ain't gave nothing away. You're not flexible for him to use you. You're just singing a song that sounds good to you, but you don't mean it. Hello, light bulbs. Where is my bell today? Boy, ooh-wee. Ooh, prophet. Ooh, here goes the bell. Here goes, I found a bell. Look.
Wow.
God, my God. My God today. Praise the Lamb of God. It's Testimony Tuesday. The prophet is just trying to be a blessing to your life and just trying to get you to see, hallelujah, if you really want to be blessed, then you got to yield yourself to God and say, Lord, I'm scared what you're going to do. I'm fearful. Hallelujah. But I'm in your hands. Woo! Just let me know it's you doing it to me. Just let me know this your will for my life. I handle it. I can go through this storm. Praise the Lamb of God. I can go through the rain. I can go through the fire and the flood. If I know this is your will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. That's what you want, people of God. We got a couple of callers. I'm going to entertain them right quick. Erico 810, your mic hot.
Good morning. Afternoon, Prophet.
Good afternoon.
This is Asia.
Asia?
It can't, yeah.
How you doing, Asia? Are you crying or what?
I'm trying to get myself together over here, Prophet Shakespeare, because, my God, you have just literally said everything that I have been praying for. And I'm trying to get myself together because I told myself I wasn't going to act crazy, but I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, my God, my God. Take your time, baby. Take your time. It's all right. This is my daughter's here, y'all. Got to give me a minute here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Asia McCain. Oh, my goodness, Asia. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy. Lily, I'm coming to you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll be with you in a second. Praise God. I tell you, people of God, this word that's in my belly these days, I don't even know how it's coming forth. It's God doing it. Woo! My goodness gracious. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. I tell you, God is doing an amazing work, and there's so many of you that's going to be exposed to this new wave. Praise the Lamb of God. Of glory of the way God is doing what he's doing. And you're going to have to recognize, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that many times your struggle is with God. It's not with life. It's not with the devil. Hallelujah. It's with God. Hallelujah. Magnus said, you messed me up too, prophet. I messed prophet up too. Prophet messed up too. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Because until I recognize that, and this is what happened to me, Asia. I woke up, saints of God, I woke up one morning living in a $500,000 house with a Jaguar, a BMW, a Navigator in the garage, and all bills paid. I was paying my insurances and all of that by the year. That's the way I would write a check. for my car insurance the whole year, not every month, you know, and all of that kind of thing, because I don't like to do bills no way. So I would just get rid of every bill that would come. And, man, I'm telling you, I go shop for my wife, go in the St. John boutique and bring her home for the latest St. John. She had a St. John walk-in closet and all this kind of stuff. Boy, and life was just beautiful. Praise the Lamb of God. And one morning I woke up and God says to me, I have called for a complete end. And I said, what? I've called for a complete end. And I said, Lord, I don't know what you're talking about, but I say yes to your will, if that's your will. Does that mean I'm going to die? And the Lord said, no. No, doesn't mean you're going to die, but it does mean some changes are coming. Then he gave me a series of visions and dreams to allow me to know that where the way I was floating, that he was carrying me on this wave. And I'm telling you, people of God, in the physical, in my mind, it was a trip. But for some reason, my spirit was at peace. So light bulbs.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Now, the Lord spoke that to me, and all I've been doing since is pursuing, I'm still in your will, and just been listening to him telling me what he want me to do and when he want me to do it. And not worrying about how people see you. You can't worry about how people see you. The Lord had to deal with me. He said, you care more about what people saying about you than what I, than the way I love you.
Hmm.
Now, when you belong to God, you're going to have to say the heck with what people think. Because people think people think according to their flesh and not the spirit. When you're not doing well, they start cursing you. When you get a new car, they start blessing you. Then when you can't pay the note, they say, well, God must tell you to go get it. Hello, like, people are wishy-washy. They're indecisive whether they want to call you blessed or cursed. Hello, light bulbs.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. But I tell you what blessed really means. It means being happy. I'm happy. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm happy in Jesus. My goodness. Hallelujah. And you must come to a place of understanding, praise the Lamb of God, that no matter how things look to you and what have you, the disciples was on the boat in the middle of the night, and there was a storm on the water, and it was dark and cloudy and foggy, but Jesus came walking in the storm on the water.
Yeah.
Perception. Jesus said, this is a good night for a walk on the water. The disciples were scared, and they was in a boat. See? Perception. About who you are. Jesus knew he was the Son of God. He said, I created all of this. It ain't going to bother me none. Praise the Lamb of God. Perception. When you perceive that you are who you are in God, you're going to relax. Now, this didn't happen for me overnight. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Yes, God.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
Woo! Oh, God. Oh, God. The Lord said to tell his people that to be at peace, for he swear by his holiness, the hour has come. Oh, yes, God. And the blessing of the Lord is upon them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus. Shout out a little bullshit. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Bless your holy name.
Thank you.
Ah, God. Jesus. Angel of the Lord say he swear by all he is that he has not left you, neither forsaken you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. See that? Y'all done risen the Lord up from his rest. God, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Yes, God. Speak, Lord, your servant here. Hallelujah. He's the Lamb of God. People of God, you better get ready for your best you. I keep telling you, you're in the greatest season and don't know it. Hallelujah. Open your hands wide and receive the blessings from God. It's blessing time, children. Praise the Lamb of God. It's blessing time. Children, it's blessing time. Hallelujah. Where you went yesterday and they denied you, go back and they'll hire you today. Hallelujah. It's blessing time. Favor then fell from the heavens on you. You made it. It's the Lamb of God. You made it, children. Through the storm and the rain, you made it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You made it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I got to open this mic. Lily!
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, PSMI family.
Hallelujah. Bless your girl.
I just wanted to touch back on the, you mentioned Hosea and the things he had did, and you were talking about how will we be willing to do what God has called us to do, even if it makes us uncomfortable or if it's something that we can't see ourselves doing. And I have asked many believers that all the time, and the one thing that I get back is, well, I have enough faith that God will not ask that of me.
Wow.
I have enough faith that God knows my heart, he knows my desires, he will not ask that of me. And I'm just left, I look at my own situation, you know, we set up a list of what we want in our lives and how we expect it to go, and I'm looking at my own situation, and I'm questioning, and I'm asking God, I'm like, okay, God, if this is your will, then it really doesn't matter which way it goes, as long as I'm in your will. What do you do when the state of confusion comes? Or is it really a state of confusion?
Well, the God is not the author of confusion, but that doesn't mean that we are not confused about what God is doing, because we haven't taken the time to position ourselves in a posture that breeds revelation to us, in a prayer posture as prophetic people. We must always remember, praise the Lamb of God, that even men like powerful prophets like Elijah went through that state of depression and went through a state of feeling forsaken. Even after the tremendous outpouring of power at Mount Carmel and God rained down fire and licked up the altar and all that, Elijah and the prophets of Baal in the grove were killed by the children of Israel, and the heavens opened at Elijah's command, and a hand came forth of the size of a man, a cloud the size of a man's hand, and the rain poured upon the earth. Because Jezebel and Ahab sought his life, he went in a cave. All of this power, the Zarephath, the woman took care of him at the brook, ravens bringing him food. God did all of this to him, and he's up in a cave saying, Lord, I wish I was dead. Jezebel after me, and it's only me. I'm all by myself. And the Lord had to speak to him, prophetic receptivity. The storm came. All of this came, and he couldn't hear God. And then a still, small voice.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord spoke to him, said, I got thousands of prophets that have not bowed to Baal. All is well. Why are you tripping? we sometimes get confused, but it's not God that's causing the confusion. We get busy in assignments sometimes, and sometimes we get busy in church work, and we get busy in our life goals and things of this nature, and we don't stop and find out where God is in this and what God's will is for our lives. And the only way out of that is to break down and find that place where you can really hear God through in your meditation and your prayer and your praise and your worship, that you can hear God, that you can incite God to speak to you. Praise the Lamb of God. And for this cause, that's why I go to the sanctuary. That's why I shut in so much. Even now, praise the Lamb of God, I stay in a couple of days out of the week. I don't go outside. I stay in with the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, so that I can maintain and grow even more. Praise God. Because I haven't capped out yet. I don't have enough glory to me. I don't have enough anointing. I don't have enough. I want more from God. Hallelujah. I ain't heard nobody say, you walk by me and I was able to get out of this wheelchair. So I don't have enough. My shadow ain't healed nobody yet that I know of. Hallelujah. Yeah. I don't have enough. Spiritual transportation has not happened yet as far as I know. I've dreamt that I was in places ministering, but I don't know. But God promised me that. I'm telling you, I'm still pressing in and pressing on God for more. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Because I know that there is more in God. I know that there is more in God. And I desire more. I desire more. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo, people of God. So the confusion can come. Confusion can come, praise the Lamb of God. But God is not the author of that. So we have to unravel ourselves and say, why am I confused? What has confused me? If God has not confused me, then what has confused me? Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Let me say this to you all, since, you know, we have a few minutes. I thought Mad Janice was on the line. I was going to open the mic. But let me just say this. I have those of you who are not aware, we have a new book out entitled Fall on Your Knees. Mm. And people of God, this book will bless your life if you want your life to be blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. If you want your life to be blessed. Hallelujah. And those who have read it already are already raving about it, talking about it. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want you to get it. We have a few more copies here. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jacku. Jacqueline McDuffie just put in her order. That really triggered it, praise the Lamb of God, for me to talk about it. And, of course, we still have the prophetic mantle, a manual that many of you still don't have, praise the Lamb of God. Matter of fact, it's on back order right now. And then, of course, that little first book I did on intercessory prayer, the call and burden of intercessory prayer. A bundle is only $40, and you can have all three books. Praise God. But I want you to know that this show has been rich, boy, and powerful. Don't forget the revival on Monday and Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God. Night at the church in Dearborn. Come on out. Praise the Lamb of God. Telegraph Road and Ford Road. Just west of Ford Road. Look at me. Just west of Telegraph on Ford Road. West of Telegraph, four blocks, the church is right there on the parking lot. You'll see it, got a steeple, red brick church. Come and be a part of our worship with us as we do our refreshing revival. The mantle is going to be there. The Lord is going to be there. I invite you to come. Prophet Daryl Saunders is going to be with us. Pastor Gail Johnson, Sylvia Akins, praise the Lamb of God, and many others are going to be with us on next week. I want you there. This has been a beautiful, beautiful, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, a show, and I thank God for each of you, praise the Lamb of God, that have come and be a part of the show. You are beloved of God. Jesus loves you. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I love you. Don't forget, sanctuary people, you know, money talks. Hello, light bulb. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. Your Amen. Deposits. Don't forget, praise the Lamb of God. And all of you who were not on our conference call on that, you know you were supposed to be on there. You weren't on the conference call on Sunday night for PSM. You need to inbox me, praise the Lamb of God, so I can tell you what's up. Okay? I love you all. Bless you. I will talk to you guys on tomorrow. Be the Lord's will. Bible class tonight, TCA, our midweek service. Praise the Lamb of God. Tonight, 7 o'clock, p.m. sharp. Praise the Lamb of God. Shall not fall.